This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Among the unsung players in the American war effort during World War II were the 1,000-plus female pilots known as WASPs, the Women Air Force Service Pilots. Their story has been told anew by Healdsburg writer Jeannie Sloan in her debut novel, She Flew Bombers, which was published earlier this year. Jeannie's mother was an enthusiastic member of the Women's Auxiliary Army Corps during the war years, and she kept a detailed scrapbook of her experience, and that was where Sloan first found the WASPs mentioned.
It said, three WASPs fly into the barracks, and I was astonished that there were women pilots during World War II. So I started doing research on it, and they actually were kept a secret. They were called a secret weapon.
Her interest was activated further when Sloan attended a veterans event in Santa Rosa with her mother and discovered that one of those women pilots was a Healdsburg woman, Florence Wheeler.
A gentleman sitting across from me said, you know, my home economics teacher was a WASP, and she lives in Healdsburg. So I looked up her name in the phone book, and sure enough, there was a WASP living in Healdsburg, and she was living right around the corner from my mother.
With Wheeler as a mentor, Sloan plunged into her research and was astonished by what she learned. The WASP program was launched after the attack on Pearl Harbor grounded non-military air traffic on the West Coast and drew more than 25,000 applicants, licensed women pilots who were eager to keep flying.
Only 1,078 graduated, and they were taught to fly over 77 types of aircrafts to 134 bases. They went to the factory, they got the airplane, and then they flew it to the bases, and then the men would fly off into combat. So in order to fly a bomber, you had to go to bomber school. In order to fly a pursuit, you had to go to pursuit school. So they had to have a lot of training to fly all these many, many planes.
None of the WASP pilots ever flew abroad or in combat, but Sloan says they still faced some serious hazards.
Sometimes they were test pilots, so they're just getting them straight from the factory. They'd fly and a wing would fall off. And there have been incidents of sabotage. There were quite a few disgruntled men who did not like to see women flying. There's documented cases of grass being put in the fuel tank, sugar being put in the fuel tank. But there was a war going on, so nothing was ever done about it. But 38 women died while they were in the WASPs.
Her 3 years of research gave Sloan more than enough material for her book, which she crafted into the fictionalized story of a single composite character. Although the WASPs were designated as civil service workers at the time, not military personnel, they were recognized by President Obama in July when he signed a bill awarding them the Congressional Gold Medal. Less than 300 of the women pilots are still alive to accept that honor. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.